I sometimes will choose a story that has a pattern that's well known. So in one of my stories in my book of Ashley Bryne's African Folk Tales, there's a story of a hen and frog, and they meet, and it begins in this way, and you're going to hear the poetry now. I've told one tale. Here's another. Call your sister. Call your brother. The frog and hen once met. They walked along together. Hen strut. Two steps. A peck at a bug. Frog a butt. Three hop. Flicked his tongue at a fly just to rut. Two steps. A peck at a bug a butt. Three hops. A flick at a fly. Hen a flapped her wings and spun around. Frog a slapped his legs and tapped the ground. All in together now, clucked hen. How do you like the weather now? Croaked frog. Oh, click clack, there's a dark cloud. I knew it, a storm's coming. Strut, two steps, a peck at a bug. It's still a far way off, said frog. A bop, three hops, a flick at a fly. Good, said hen. Then it's time, frog, help me make a hut before the storm hits.
What? Not me, said frog. Here's a neat hole. I'm going to get into that. I won't help you make a hut.
Suit yourself, said hen. If you won't help me, then I'll make the hut myself.
That's the way this story begins. Now, the pattern the children start picking up on, they know the story of the little red hen who goes out to plant the grain and asks the other, will you help me plant the grain? No, will you help me water it? Will you help me cut it? Will you help me grind it? Will you help me make the dough? Will you help me bake the bread? When it comes, will you help me eat the bread? They're all ready, and hen says, uh-uh. Well, this is a pattern from the Hausa people of Nigeria. It's a pattern that they know, and it opens to them. Story patterns travel the world. From culture to culture. They're told in different ways, but you recognize the pattern. Now, this begins in that way. They know that the hen is going to build the hut by herself. She's going to ask the frog, will you help me then make a bed for the hut? He's going to say no. Will you help me gather some food so when the storm hits, we say no. But then when the storm hits and he's flooded out of his home, he's going to come knocking on hen's door. He wants to come in, you see. So the anticipation is a wonderful aspect of storytelling, even though you know it, you see. I think that's why you go again and again to see plays that we've enjoyed, performed by different groups. And even though we know the outcome, we're trying to, if it's a sad one, we want to change. You can see Romeo and Juliet 10 times, and you want to, you're urging it to be changed, but you're caught up in that pattern. You know that it has to work through in that way. And so that's what I've enjoyed about the story, introducing not only the feeling of the voice, the rhythm, the different ways a storyteller is engaged, you know, and can make a real difference in what the word on the page says and how the voice will dramatize it is very important in what I write.